This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
7 and a half to the hour now on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen with D, that's me, the D. J would be Jennifer Horn. V would be Victoria Keelan. Thanks to Kara Schillen, who is helping to present this whole thing through the electronic marvels that we have in Washington at our main studios of our originating network, Radio America. Time for Jennifer to give us a one-up on one of the trending stories. What do we have, Jen Jen?
Well, Dougie, this story that I think has been pretty interesting about the number of deaths that have been related to tequila's entry into a car. Have you heard this story?
It's crazy.
No.
It keeps getting worse.
So,
really?
There's a report out from the New York Times that found that dozens of people have been poisoned by carbon monoxide after they failed to shut off their keyless ignition on their vehicles. Since 2006, so this has been going on for a long time, probably as long as this technology, at least 28 people have died and 45 others have suffered injuries from the gas after they thought they had turned their vehicles off. There are new efforts afoot from some groups that want to push new regulations from automakers to combat the problem. Keyless ignition, you know, allows drivers to start their car with the press of a button, while the electronic key fob remains in your pocket, maybe your purse. And it first entered the car market in America in the early 2000s. In 2015, there's a class action lawsuit claimed there had been 13 carbon monoxide related deaths linked to keyless ignition cars. A judge dismissed the suit in September of 2016, but this Times report out this week indicates the problem may be more widespread than previously thought. The Big Smart Group, the Society of Automotive Engineers, which creates standards for the auto industry, 7 years ago called for requiring automakers to include warning signals like beeps to alert drivers if their cars were left on. Because what's happening is when people pull their car into their garage, shut down the door, and forget that their car is running because it's so quiet, maybe they don't realize it, they hop out and they go inside. This is causing death, injury for sure, and potentially death to those owners. Specifically, Toyota and Lexus have been part of almost half of these cases of inadvertent carbon monoxide deaths.
Wow. My mom has done this twice with her car, but luckily she was in the driveway, not the garage. But I think something beeps on her car. She has a Chevy. Because she said, oh, something kept beeping, and I didn't know what it was, and I realized the car was still on. I was like, oh, God, Mom.
Mine's beeped, but I've actually jumped out twice since having my Lexus, and mine will beep to warn you that it's not completely shut off. Now, I park my car in a driveway, but you can imagine if you just get out and you've got kids running at you or a husband or a wife saying, do this, do that, and then all of a sudden you forget about it. You know, you wake up in the middle of the night and there's real problems going on inside the house.
Now, if you I don't have one of these in my car, but if you take your key fob into the house and you get out of the range that you're supposed to be in, does the car shut off automatically?
No,
it doesn't. And that's one of the, some of them do, but that's part of the thing. They're trying to get some legislation passed that basically requires something to change in the cars or them to include either louder beeping, which I don't know if that will do anything if people are already ignoring the quiet beeps. But, yeah, they want it to turn off if you take the key fob away for a certain amount of time.
Why do we need so much technology? This drives me nuts. But I have one of those push-button starts. Most of the cars now have this push-button technology. And every once in a while, I get out of the – or either I forget about it. I leave the key fob in the little tray, jump out of the car, and you hit the button, but you don't hit it hard enough or fast. Whatever it is, don't hold it down long enough. Car keeps running. I park my car outside, so it doesn't make a whole lot of difference. The only time I put it under cover is in the wintertime, and in my garage is next to the house.
But I've never understood what the point of this is.
What do we need technology like this for?
But but you still have to hold a key. Like you, yeah. If you're going to have a key, can you really not make it the extra 2 inches to put a traditional key in the hole and turn it?
Yeah,
that just doesn't make sense to me.
I don't even know how to
I'm
drive
really
like that anymore.
I'm fed up with all this technology in these cars. It really is making them. I am. I'm fed up with having these thoughtless things. You don't have to do anything. The car practically drives itself, so you're not thinking about what you're doing. And you get into trouble that way. It's one person or one company trying to outdo the other company in terms of technology. Nonsensical.
I don't get it either. And my roommate has one of these. And then whenever I drive with her, I'm the one who always has to let us into the apartment complex because she just has the key fob in her purse, so she never actually has her keys out. And I'm like, come on, this isn't more convenient. But it also, it makes me laugh because Ford came out, most of the car companies, because there's a lawsuit, didn't come out and say anything, but Ford came out with a statement saying that these kind of cars, the keyless admission into your car has been proven to be like safe and effective for drivers. And I'm like, well, obviously not. If it's, you know, causing people to die from carbon monoxide.
Well, if you have the key fob in your pocket, that's how you go with some of the more expensive cars. I don't know whether it is with yours or not, Jennifer. You hit the door handle in a certain way, and you unlock the car that way.
Well, some of them you don't even have to hit the handle. Some of them you just have to have it on your body, and your car senses it, and then it lets you in.
I can do either one. With mine, I can either press the button or I can just stand there and open it.
Yeah. But now, if you park in a mall parking lot and you walk away and your car, you think your car is off, but it's still on, couldn't someone else just hijack your car?
Totally. If you can get in, sometimes the doors will lock and secure the car when you're a certain amount of distance away. But yeah, I think it's a possibility. And the people I think are most vulnerable at this are the people with the hybrids, because I don't have a hybrid, but I know when my car's in for servicing, a lot of times the rental that the dealership will give me is like the Lexus hybrid little SUV. And you have that thing is so quiet. You could literally get out. You would never hear anything. At least with my car, you can kind of hear it and you go, oh, what a dope. I left my car running. Yeah. But with the hybrids, especially, you're getting into trouble.
Well, just again, too much technology. All right, Victoria, what do you have as
for
a
once,
a
I agree with you, Doug, on too much technology.
Too much technology.
I actually agree with that.
It's stressful. Well, so many more problems.
Right, I know. Well, speaking of stressful and more problems, this one is for the ladies. If any of you have used the Rodan and Fields Lash Boost Serum, which is one of the most popular things on the internet, it's on Instagram.
Okay, dumb men want to know what lash boost serum is.
What this does, this is a little paintbrush where you paint a clear serum along your eyelash line, and it makes your eyelashes grow really long and thick.
So it's war paint, basically. It's makeup.
No, it's not makeup. It's an actual treatment that your natural eyelashes grow. It's not mascara. Your actual eyelashes grow really long and thick. The results have been really incredible. However, there's now a class action lawsuit because when you don't get good results, you get really, really bad eye infections. There's lots of side effects to it. Your eyelids can turn purple permanently, so you have these darkened eyelids. Do you remember a couple of years ago that
never
Latisse,
have to use makeup again?
Yeah, exactly. Latisse is the only eyelash serum that's regulated by the FDA and you need a prescription. And even with that, your eyelids can turn purple. You can have ingrown eyelashes. You need surgery for that. It's a mess. And so now this is an over-the-counter lash boost serum that's been sold. And in 2016, it sold like close to a couple $100 million in sales. It's unbelievably popular. And now it's a class action lawsuit. And they want the FDA to regulate it because apparently they didn't include the major drug that's in it that's also in Latisse. So a lot of people are saying they weren't even warned that there were these side effects. So if you are using it and you've had bad effects, you can probably sign on to this class action suit.
Terrific.
Dangerous.
15 past the hour. Coming up on the program, a do-it-yourself winemaking kit, which includes two bunches of grapes and a pair of pliers. We'll have that as a prize in the next half hour here on the DJV Show.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Your love of the outdoors led you to buy a fishing boat. And your love of your boat led you to turn a day on the water into a 4-day trip, which led you to a record-breaking trout and a bubbling lava hot sunburn, which led you to a new respect for proper sun care technique. Fortunately, your love of your fishing boat also led you to protect it with Progressive Boat Insurance, which you got indoors because of that sunburn. Ouch. I want to put some aloe on that. Visit Progressive.com to cover the things you love. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day, so you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, it's now it's conspiracy time. All right, we all ready for a little conspiracy? The investigation.
I blame you for my interest in conspiracies, by the way.
Me too, Doug. Okay. You're totally. You've influenced us.
Here we go. Right, the investigation by Australian, the 60 Minutes Australia show. Suggest the pilot of that Malaysia Airlines flight that went down, 2 years ago, was crashed deliberately by the pilot who wanted to commit suicide and murder. This is a panel of people that have been working on this thing for as long as the investigation has been going on. Why, Jenna, I just said when we were talking to break, Jenna says, why didn't you just take a couple of pills? Apparently that wasn't what he wanted to do. Boeing 777 is what the plane was, and a flight instructor who was on the panel, there are six experts, international experts, who have been investigating this thing for years and years, well, whatever, it was 3 years ago, I think. And so they followed the course of the plane, and what the what they figured was his modus operandi. He dipped the plane over his hometown as if to say goodbye. And then flew the plane into an area where there was no radar and nosedived it into the Pacific. End of story. So
that's what they think, really.
That's what they think may have happened. But
now, does that also mean none of the other theories checked out and that's the last one that they could come up with?
It may be. But what they have to be careful about this. Well, they don't have to be. If this were the case, the families of the people on that plane could put the airline out of business,
right?
Because they would just sue the hell out of them. It's proving it that is very difficult, but it's another theory. I'm not sure that I agree or disagree. I still think maybe it could have been abducted by aliens, or the cloaking device could have been used.
The cloaking device is my favorite. Yeah.
Yeah. See you later. Well, anyway, there it is. Something else to
worry
chat
about
while you're having your cereal. 21 after the hour.
It's It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Kimmy Schmidt, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Season 4. Guest stars have been revealed. We get into a little bit of entertainment news here on the DJV Show with Jennifer, Victoria, and Karen. I scrutinizing Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. New episodes starting at the end of the month. List of guest stars for the season. Let's see here. Ellie Kemper, Titus Burgess, Jane Krakowski, and Carol Kane. Well, I know two of the four of them anyway.
Well, they're the four stars.
They are? Okay. Yep. Are they the stars of the show?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And the celebrity guest stars include Adi Bryant, Busy Phillips, Greg Kinnear, and John Hamm. Well, once again, I know two of those four. Tina Fey has produced this, right? Isn't this her?
Yeah,
I thought
that
she was in
track.
This.
Yeah, she writes and produces it, yep.
Yeah, isn't she in it, though? I thought she was in it from time.
Sometimes she guest stars, yeah. Yeah, she's, right. Yeah, she makes appearances.
Okay, so what do we like about this? Now that you're making fun of me because I don't know that much about it.
It's a really funny, quirky show. It's totally an original idea. There are four girls who are held in a bunker by a crazy reverend, and they get released from the bunker and realize they've lost like 13 years of their life and that there was no apocalypse, and John Hamm is the crazy reverend, and then they start their new life, and Kimmy Schmidt ends up in New York City with Titus Burgess as her roommate. He's hilarious. He's this gay Broadway singer. And it's just her finding her way in New York City 13 years later. And all of her references are still from when she was in eighth grade.
So this is too racy to be on commercial network television. Is that
sure? No, actually, NBC bought this. NBC bought it, and then at the last minute...
So why they put it on NBC instead of putting it on...
Well, because at the last minute, NBC decided not to run with it. They picked something else that was also kind of quirky. And then Netflix picked it up, and it's been a huge hit ever since.
Really? Huh. Well, Tina Fey's got magic attached to her. Pretty much everything she does seems to work.
It's a really, I mean, think about it. It's a clever idea for a show.
Oh, it is,
so,
yeah.
Props, because there's so many reboots and regurgitations. It's clever.
Well, she's clever. She's very smart. All right, music news here, 26 past the hour, DJV time. Women's advocacy group Ultraviolet applauding Spotify's new policy which bans hate content and hateful conduct. It's brought with it high-profile removals of R. Kelly, for example. from their playlist, but in an open letter published Monday, is also asking for more. The letter, written by Ultraviolet Executive Director Shauna Thomas, requests that Spotify take action against other artists who have been accused or convicted of sexual misconduct. There's a list. Chris Brown, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Nelly, Eminem, Don Henley, Steve Tyler, Ted Nugent, to name a few. Every time a famous individual continues to be glorified despite allegations of abuse, we wrongly perpetuate silence by showing survivors of sexual assault and domestic violence that there will be no consequence for that abuse. That has a cultural effect far beyond one individual artist. The lady that runs Ultraviolet said that Spotify's action demonstrates the company is following the lead of black women who demand that these two men who have been sexually and physically abusing women for years not be promoted or celebrated. Ultraviolet hopes the open letter will inspire other music platforms to follow in Spotify's footsteps. The reason these men are on the list, I think everybody knows about Chris Brown.
Yeah.
That's right. The guy from the Chili Peppers, Anthony, is it Kiedis?
Kiedis
admitted to having sexual relationships with a 14-year-old.
When he was 23.
Don Henley arrested his son for having sex with two underage prostitutes. I didn't know that.
Yeah, neither did I, 15 and 16, when he was 33.
He was drunk and high, and the police, when they got to the house, he was naked. Yeah. And he paid a $2,500 fine, and that was it.
Ted Nugent admitted having affairs with underage girls. He's a pig anyway. 28 past the hour is where we draw the line here.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-365-7254. 800-365-7254. 800-365-7254. That's 800-365-7254.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in the...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NUTRIMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
34 at the hour now here on the DJ V Experience with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steph. Kara Schillen is here as well. We're all here at your service and on your side. The good news, I suppose, is that North Korea has set a date to dismantle its nuclear test site. The country's state-run media says it will blow up the test tunnel May 23rd. That's very interesting. Didn't they have one of them that collapsed anyway, right?
I don't know specifically, but yeah, I'm not sure.
International journalists are attending. This is the move before the summit set for June 12th in Singapore. Trump said he wants North Korea to totally abandon its nuclear weapons program. So is this another one of those deals with Iran? Or can they be trusted? Or what are we doing? What's the old expression? Was it Reagan?
Trust, said, but verify. Trust,
but verify? Yeah. Okay, so then what's the plan? Anybody know what the plan is at this point?
I don't think we know what the plan is, but I think the idea is
that you you look at everything and you go, okay, that's a good thing, that's a good thing, but we can't do any celebrating until there is something that has lots of American oversight and is a long-term deal in place.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything, speaking of deals, to the rumor about the president's desire to help the Chinese phone manufacturer ZTE after the Chinese government agreed to put $500 million into a project that is part of the Trump empire? Trump Hotel Empire.
Okay, I hadn't heard about the Trump Empire part at all. What I had heard, and it had everybody kind of scratching their heads, is that Trump said, we don't want this company to die, the ZTE, mm-hmm. and they do like Wi-Fi devices, remote cellular units, that sort of thing. But what I had heard is that China was using this as leverage in meeting, in kind of putting together these negotiating tools with North Korea before the meeting on June 12th. So obviously this looked desirable to President Trump to go, look, we'll help out with this Chinese company, but China is going to be returning that favor when it comes to what we're going to be expecting from Kim Jong-un, because he's going to be asking for a lot. He's going to be asking for well over $100 billion. And that is because the precedent has been set. President Obama, I think, gave Iran something like $150 billion, so something crazy, some ridiculous amount of money. They're going to be looking for that same amount of money to get rid of their nuclear program. Plus, they're going to be looking for security protection. So I think probably
security
Trump is...
From whom? Why do they need security?
They'll be looking for security assurances from the United States if they destroy their nuclear program.
Security from whom?
I don't know.
Who are they
worried
about?
Security assurances. Like who's going to be their ally? What kind of protections in case somebody was to come after them? What kind of protections would they be assured?
Who would want them?
I don't know.
Who'd want that blub?
But if you're a nation that has a top-of-the-line security system, you're not going to just take it down. Obviously, they feel like it helps them somehow. You're not going to take it down unless somebody says, well, I'll watch over you, or you get a guard dog. You get some other system of protection.
Woof, woof.
But the bizarre thing about the ZTE stuff, and Doug, you may remember a couple, maybe two or three months ago.
We were using them. Or the military. Our military were using phones that had bugs in them, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and then the government said that they didn't want... There were some consumer phones as well, burner phones, cheap phones that American consumers could buy. And so the government said, you know, we're going to ban this. And it was a twofold thing. One, they had promised that they were not going to be giving money to North Korea, and it turns out they were. They were defying the sanctions, so they were the whole time, this ZTE company. And secondly, there's technology in there that could bug the American people. And so that's one of the reasons why all the technology experts came forward in that panel and said, you know, this company's got to be banned from all U.S. phones. And so that's what they did. It's a very odd move that now all of a sudden, you know, Trump says, oh, there's too many jobs lost. We've got to save this company. It just, that's why it looks suspect. And that the secondary level of that Trump the hotel or whatever business donation, whatever that connection is, that's the added rumor to it, why he had this very quick turnabout on this one specific company that violated sanctions. I don't know how many other companies would get a pass on this one, but they are for some reason.
Yeah, no, I think it's definitely well worth looking into as to what has turned the tide. But how stupid would President Trump have to be if he was making a backdoor deal to benefit one of his private companies with all of the scrutiny on him by the media, by Robert Mueller and the investigative team? I can't imagine that he would ever be stupid enough to make a deal that would just overtly benefit him without benefiting the American people first. So I don't know how much there is to that, because I don't think he's that stupid of a person.
Let's hope not.
You know, it just doesn't make any sense.
Under circumstances. Let's just keep our fingers crossed. The question about middle child syndrome intrigues me because I am a middle child. So the study that's out today, if you're not familiar with middle child syndrome, it's the notion that people in the middle feel excluded or neglected compared to their older or younger siblings. I have an older sister and a younger sister. And so the question comes, why would I and others feel this way? Firstborn gets the privilege of the undivided attention of the parents until the second child is born. As a personality psychologist who's looked into this named Julia Rohrer, the lastborn gets the privilege of undivided attention when the older children have already grown up. and left the house. Middles, meanwhile, never have the spotlight. That's
think about
my
Jan. Do you feel that way?
Do I feel that way?
Yeah, no, you're the only middle here.
I was never a
priority. We have an only and oldest, a youngest, and a middle. We're well balanced.
We're represented.
Yeah.
I never felt like I was. I don't know that I gave it any thought, frankly. I don't think much about these sorts of things until you see a study like this, and I think, oh, well, maybe, maybe not. But I didn't have the normal upbringing of the 50s, you know, the mom and the Pleasantville and all the wonderful things that happened. I just didn't. I was on my own when I was a kid, and this isn't for me, really.
Were your sisters, I'm just kind of curious, because you talk about that a lot, how you were by yourself. Were your sisters also like that? Or?
Yeah, they were on their own. Hmm. Yeah, my oldest sister got out of the house as soon as she could, went to work for Northwest. My younger sister had her own drama and story. And
does that mean, like, when you were in, let's just say, fourth or fifth grade, you guys would all go to school and come home and no one would eat dinner together, and it was just
we actually did eat, we, the three of us, we never ate dinner with our parents, but the three of us ate dinner oftentimes early enough so that my mother was still kind of clued in to what was going on, and so we'd eat on our own for the most part, but my father was very seldom around. I don't remember much of him being around at dinner time, and my mother never ate with us. So it was one of those things. My sister, my mother actually,
Did your mom cook or
early enough?
Sister?
Yeah, if she got started early enough in the afternoon, she would make. She had five or six things that she made well. She made great pot roast. She made great chili. She made meatloaf. I was trying to think of some of the other things that were a part of the routine. Those were the ones I remember the most.
You learned how to cook? Because, you know, we all tease you that you kind of just throw everything into a pot.
I don't pay much attention to cooking. I know, you know, eating out doesn't intrigue me either because I like, if I go out to eat, it's because I want to have the company, a companionship of someone. I don't go out by myself at all. I never go out by myself. I'd rather fix stuff at home. And now that I have Daisy May to keep me company, I have to be careful about where I leave the food. That's her nose is just about high enough to get to the table. It is what it is. I'm looking at the research suggesting later-born children are more rebellious than their first-born siblings. I'm thinking about that with regard to my sister. I wonder about that.
Yeah, I think the research is interesting. As the only other person here with a middle sibling, I think it could be partially true. I always think my oldest sister is definitely the most outgoing, the loudest. Mm. She was an attention hog when she was a child, at least from what I heard. I wasn't around until she was seven. And then my middle sister is definitely the quietest, probably the most introverted. And I would say that I'm a mixture of the two of them. So it's, but I think each sibling has their own story. I don't think it's as simple as that. Like the middle child is ignored, and that's
it. It's never as simple as that. These things always are.
Because, you know, of course I'm the youngest, and so everyone always says, oh, the youngest is spoiled and they get the most attention, blah, blah, blah. I think it's more like your parents at that point are like, eh, who cares? I've already raised two kids, and now my other two kids are going to help raise you. And, like, you know.
Well, you say you get hand-me-downs, right? A lot of youngest will complain about that.
Oh, yeah.
They get nothing original.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's why I'm so obsessed with buying my own new stuff now. I didn't have it growing up.
I came from a family that had nothing but hand-me-downs. I'm talking about my parent, my father especially. He grew up as an orphan, and he got things, the shirts that his cousins wore, and his the way they made, there was sort of a unisex without knowing it was unisex in terms of pants and shirts, whatever was available to wear, that's what they wore. Hey, we have such an interesting overview of what we think is right due to advertising and that sort of thing, but there are very few people left who actually lived through the challenges of what it was like to be a Depression baby. 45 past the hour here in the DJV show.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
In today's automotive update, we tested 26 vehicles at the Ridge Motorsports Park in Shelton, Washington, to find out which is the best SUV, CUV, and truck option on the market. The absolute winner of the premium SUV segment was the BMW X2. It starts at $36,400 and you can get up to 31 miles a gallon on the highway. Although the X2 is made for an urban environment, it had no problem off-road. Other significant vehicles in the class are the BMW X3, the Mercedes-Benz G-Wagon, and the Lexus LX. To see the tests, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available U-Connect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through May 31st, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Flo here with a word that's just weird. Terry cloth. Who exactly is Terry? And why does he get his own fabric? Did he journey below SPF 50? Fight off some weeds in his daffodils? How about a word for everyone? Flotection. Yeah, I just made it up. But I'm not making up how great it feels when me and Progressive protect your new home. Ever think of that, Terry? No. Terry only thinks of himself.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so we just had a couple of ads here. I've always wanted to have truth in advertising when it comes to stuff like this. Don't you wish there were honest ads and personal dating sites like this one? It lists a lady who's 34, sincere, honest, home-loving, mm-hmm. faithful, religious, compassionate, desires meeting a wealthy man with a fatal disease, preferably in late stages.
That's about
you
right.
Really just wish you could find somebody who would actually post an ad like that.
Is that from like onefootinthegrave.com dating site?
Yeah, right, exactly.
That's what my grandmother used to always say from North Carolina. She said, honey, meet yourself a man with one foot in the grave and the other on a banana peel.
Really? Your grandmother said that?
My North Carolina grandmother, yes.
Really? And does, mm-hmm. Wait a minute, do you have, does your better half know that? Jeff, has he got, is he in on the inside scoop with your family?
I have
She's
probably
slowly
told him
making
that.
Him cyanide cookies.
That's right.
Like the Black Widow.
Try this, try
that. Chocolate chip cyanide cookies. 10 minutes for the hour on the DJB show.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
That we have ourselves in America today, the focus of health is something that I like to spend a lot of time on here in the DJV program and in the gooddayhealthshow.com. You can find our podcast there. A focus on health and technology. As we get older, there is more of a direct line than there ever has been. And here to help me help you understand what's going on is Johnny Ross, who's the CEO of MedHab. MedHab is what kind of a country, Johnny? A company, Johnny? Let's explain that first.
Great. Well, good morning, Doug. MedHab is basically a remote technology company. We specialize in bringing products to the market that allow our user to be completely remote, whether it's doctor engaged or things that you use around the home.
So independence for people as they get older, I guess perhaps the throwback here is I've fallen and I can't get up. Remember that from 20, 25 years ago? Yours is the modern version of that, I'm guessing.
Well, we hope to think so. Yeah, I mean, what we tried to move to now is where we found that people want to remain independent, engaged in the community. They want that independence, but the families are often worried about mom or dad in this case. So we're trying to bring this product to market now called MyNotify that will allow the user to be completely remote and engage with their family and do the things that they always want to do.
Mm-hmm. Does it work? The way the old thing worked, you push a button, you had to wear something around your neck. So what's the latest technology give us for people who are in that same situation?
Great. Well, MyNotify, in our case here, is it's smartphone driven. It employs an artificial intelligence algorithm whereby if a person were to fall, it automatically understands that. It sends an encrypted message to the smartphone through a cloud server and directly out back out to a family of network support givers, whomever the person chooses to support them, and they're all in the loop to support them in the case of that a fall or requests for help or whatever that the person might need.
Is this one of those great American stories where you or somebody like you comes up with an idea and you get somebody to listen to you and you then build what you need, the software, the hardware? I want to know how much of this is you, Johnny Ross.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly what happened. I was actually going to the YMCA nearly every morning testing one of our other devices. And I noticed seniors going to the YMCA using the silver sneakers card, and I watched it, and sometimes I'd see them work out vigorously and try to, you know, get stronger and more healthy.
Yep.
Some did it, you know, mildly, and others didn't do it at all. So I actually taped it one morning on my cell phone, sent it to a few of my chief medical officer advisors, and said, hey, look, this is the ROI that you might be getting on your current system. I said, I think we can do better if we can put an armband together, put some exercises into that, and there you can understand what the person's doing relative range of motion or even speed of motion, repetition, and frequency. One of my main advisors, Dr. Handel, said, Johnny, if you can put fall detection in that, you have a home run. And that was a challenge 3 years ago, and we're really proud to say that we've actually accomplished that today. And we actually have built my notifier where it can be worn either on the wrist or on the belt very discreetly.
Well, it serves a purpose. It solves a problem that for folks, as we live longer, they're more likely, because you just said something that was very poignant, I thought, Johnny, the business about going to the gym, working out. I believe as I age, I'm getting more muscular because I think we need to have muscle to hold ourselves together. And the best proof of that is when you fall down and every 20 minutes somebody dies in this country from a fall, you get all kinds of, there are 3 million people who are treated in emergency rooms every year because they fall down. They're not keeping themselves together. Hips break and all that other stuff. And so this gives you at least a reliable way to report that that is a problem. And I guess that's an acknowledgement of understanding that we do have a problem. How quickly, how much does this cost, and how do you get it in terms of operational in your life?
Great. Well, my Notify is $299. It's a one-time cost. That's it. There's no extra equipment or landlines needed. There's no contracts. There are no monthly call center fees because it communicates directly with the family. It can be purchased at www.mynotify.com.
My Notify is MYNOTIFI, mynotify.com. All right, good job, Johnny. Thank you very much. Johnny Ross, who spent a lot of time trying to figure this all out, helping you with a problem that lots of seniors have. MyNotify, NOTIFI.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.